All right.
You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and Friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida's Suncoast on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's our host, the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280 in sunny Sarasota, and also on ttrn.com. And my guest is Andrea Lopiccolo, who is the Director of Sales for Affinia Manhattan. Welcome to Talking Travel, Andrea.
Why, thank you, Roy. I'm pleased to be here.
Now, I've have your website up, and before we get into some special things like rubber duckies and that, how about filling us in on the Affinia Group in general?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the Affinia Manhattan is part of Affinia Hotels, and we have locations in New York City, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. There's a total of five Affinia hotels just in New York. And then, as I said, outside, we've got an additional two properties. Affinia Hotels is all about customizing your stay. It's comfort by design. And we really do tailor our guest stay to their needs when they come into New York, Chicago, or D.C.
Now, the Manhattan one, which I guess is your major responsibility, is located in the area of Penn Station and Times Square, which is a great area.
It's a prime location. The Affinia Manhattan, we'd like to say, is a suite hotel at the center of it all. It's really at the crossroads of the entertainment mecca in New York, such as Madison Square Garden,
right,
the theater district, as well as shopping. You've got Macy's just down the block. And, of course, Penn Station is a major hub for transportation. This particular location, you can walk to any one of those destinations. You can also walk into Chelsea, which is a great neighborhood very close to the hotel, as well as the Village. And, again, you're not far from the east side because Fifth Avenue separates the city.
Right.
And we're just blocks away.
And it is a great location. And, of course, as you say, Penn Station, you have Long Island Railroad where you can get all around. And also you can get to various airports from there. Kennedy, I believe, is one of them.
Absolutely. It's Kennedy. We have a train that connects at Jamaica, and you take the air train from Jamaica to JFK. And then you also can get to Newark Airport from Penn Station as well. There's a train that connects to Newark,
yeah,
so it's very convenient for guests.
Yeah, there's also a bus near there, but I think that's a little bit further down that goes to Newark. But in any event, it's all very close to where one needs to be to get to and from airports. I've never taken the train where you change at Jamaica. Have you done that?
I actually take the train every day out of the Long Island Railroad through Jamaica, and I have I've personally not taken my bags on the air train, but I've seen many people do it, and it's very convenient because you just hop off at Jamaica, which is 20 minutes away from New York City, and then it's another 10-minute ride on the monorail.
Yeah, I always think about, you know, having to haul this, you know, the bag around and on and off, but you're going to do that anywhere you go, whether you're on a bus, whether you're in a limousine, or even if you're going on a helicopter.
Absolutely.
You've got to deal with the bag.
Absolutely, and it's the convenience of doing it. I mean, in New York, you know, as you said, you're from New York originally, the traffic on our highways, especially during rush hour, can be very intense.
It's so awful.
So being able to take mass transportation to an airport is key.
Before we get into some of the specialties, you have a number of a number of different brands. You have New York, Chicago, you have D.C., and you have a number of programs, and one of them, of course, is a family program. Why don't we start with that one?
Sure. Well, our family program, obviously, when you think of our company, we have suites in most of our hotels or large rooms, larger than your standard hotel room in New York. So it really does cater to families traveling. At the Affinia Manhattan, our suites actually have full kitchens, so it's perfect if someone is traveling with a small child. And, you know, of course, with the formula or any special meals, it's key. And then our packages, when they come in, they can get a backpack full of all family-friendly things to do in New York City. We include a Frommer's Guide, which talks about, and it's not only in New York, it's in Chicago and D.C. as well. And there's a scrapbook, there's stickers so they can remember all their memories of their trips. And there's just all about family things to do in the cities.
Now, you said an interesting thing that I probably didn't pick up and when I looked at the site, and that is that the hotels are all suite hotels. Is that correct, or just some of them?
Just some of them. The Affinia of Manhattan is an all-suite property.
Right.
And then some of our hotels outside of the city are not complete suites, but they're larger hotel rooms, larger than your standard hotel rooms in any one of those areas. They range between 350 to 400 square feet on our smaller side, which are our studio suites.
Right.
And our one-bedroom suites range anywhere between 550 to 650 square feet. But we also have superior guest rooms and, you know, other accommodations that still, for a family traveling, have a lot of space.
Exactly, and it's really important because it when you can give them their own corner to play in, it gives you a break, and rushing around Manhattan is not always the easiest on kids. So.
No, not at all. We have some other marketing partners that really cater to families, and one of them is the Children's Museum of New York, where we offer our guests a discount if they go to the Children's Museum on tickets, as well as, a preferential treatment.
Now, it seems to me that there are a number of things you have for children. Do you find that families is the largest part of your market, or is it just one other part that you offer?
You know, for the Affinia of Manhattan, the families do play a very important role with our mix of business at our property. Again, because of our location and the size of our suites, you know, it does lend itself to families traveling together. Some of our other hotels also do, you know, obviously family business, you know, from the leisure market.
Right.
But again, it really depends on their location. This one is perfect for families.
It sure is. Now, you have another thing called Jet Set Pets. How about that?
Yes, we are pet-friendly, Affinia Hotels, and it's a great program for guests traveling to New York City with their pets. And as you know, most people have pets nowadays.
Right.
And when they check in, you know, we offer all sorts of things from, you know, grooming services where we can recommend that they take their pets to daycare and boarding, training. You know, there's pet psychics that are available. You know, and then amenities when you check in. We've got a signature bag and bowl designed for a dog when they're traveling. We've got chew toys. I mean, we've got the door hangers that say pet inside suite. It's a great program. I own a pet, and I've stayed in the Affinia hotels with my pet, and it really is wonderful. We're actually, the Affinia Manhattan is one of the host hotels for the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the annual event at the Garden each year. So we get many dogs.
Somebody's been very clever in thinking up all of these little things. You often wonder where they come from at times.
Yeah, well, you know, again, people don't want to leave home without their pets anymore.
That's amazing. You know, I can understand it. I don't have a pet at the moment, but I can.
Well, you can come over here and we'll let you adopt one.
Maybe I could rent a pet for a day or adopt a pet. There's so much more. There's local partnerships with the Chelsea Piers Birdland Jazz Club. Now, that's something I haven't heard from in a long time.
Yeah, and being that you're a former New Yorker, it's a renowned jazz club in New York City, and we offer our guests at any of the Affinia hotels, when they book a stay, that they can get either a 2-for-1 admission for the 11 p.m. show,
right,
or they can get a complimentary drink for the earlier show. But it's great because all of our locations in the city are not far from Birdland. You know, it's located on West 44th Street, so it's just up the block from the Affinia Manhattan and just cross town from our other Affinia locations.
And quite a history there, isn't there?
Absolutely. In fact, some of our hotels have actually hosted some of the artists that are performing at Birdland. We have one coming up at the end of October, and the performer's name is Wing, which is from New Zealand. It's a great partnership for us. Again, it's all about authentic New York City experiences when people stay in any one of our hotels.
Yeah, I don't know how, if you mentioned it, that the Children's Museum of Manhattan, and then you have Common Ground, and then Comfort Month kick off October 1st. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that is so exciting. First of all, about our company, it's all about our three C's. We offer our guests comfort, convenience, customization, and community. And community, we are in a partnership with Common Ground, And starting October 1st, we are launching our first ever Comfort Month, and we'll be launching it here at the Affinity Manhattan. And this is really to promote, first of all, for Common Ground. We are partnering with Ben & Jerry's and Land's End, and within Comfort Month, we have a comfort package where you actually will get a pair of pajamas, you will get Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and we ask that, and a $10 donation will go to Common Ground. And this company actually, these are former people that were homeless that are now out on their own, and they're providing them the pajamas, the donation, and then we're going to launder the pajamas, and we're going to distribute them to these individuals. So it's really a month-long celebration about comfort. And I think I mentioned earlier that this particular property will be offering warm cookies upon check-in, as well as, you know, game day nights in our lobby. And a lot of the other Affinity hotels will each be doing something unique and different to promote comfort.
It's interesting on how many packages you're actually offering. And I might just mention here for those that are listening at home, if you go to Affinity's website, which is www.affinia.com, there are a number of various packages that you can have a look at, and some other things that I'm going to discuss here in a moment with Andrea. But I'm looking at a little at a time, and it said one is called Midnight Rates.
Yeah, this is a brand new package that we're launching. Actually, it'll be up and running as of this afternoon. And this package really is catering to those individuals that are working late, that just came home from an event at Madison Square Garden, and they don't want to get on the train or they miss their train. And it's really just anyone who wants to book this midnight rate has to be booked from 10 p.m. at night through 4 a.m. in the morning, and it's $100 off our best available rate. And it really is, you know, a convenient way for someone. Again, we're across from Madison Square Garden, across from Penn Station, and we're not far from a lot of Times Square businesses. So it's really kind of catering to those guests that just can't make it on that train and get back into work the next day.
Well, that's interesting you should say that, because on occasion I lived in Upper Montclair, New Jersey, and I've missed that bus on occasion, and there's nothing else, you know. And you know, when you work in Manhattan, as anyone who's lived there knows, that if you want to park your car, it's very expensive. And if you don't use a paid parking lot, then it's very difficult to find a parking space. So if you miss that, if you don't have the car and you miss that bus, you got to go somewhere. And I can think of a number of times where my wife might not have been happy, but a midnight rate would have come in very, very handy for me. I know people now that have businesses there. One in particular that's opening a new restaurant. He has a chain of restaurants in New York, and he said, you know, I'm just exhausted, and I'm afraid to drive home at night. You know, when I'm tired. That I'm just going to fall asleep at the wheel. So there are many, many, many reasons why that's a very special package.
Yeah, we're so excited about it. We really think it is going to be a great success at the hotel and for these guests, as you said, that are out there that just can't make it home.
Well, not only that, a room is a perishable commodity. If you don't have anybody staying in it, you can sell it at midnight. That sure works, doesn't it?
It sure does, absolutely.
Now, let's move on to Two for the Show.
Sure, Two for the Show. Again, this is all about our location. This is a package that really caters to people attending events, whether it's at Madison Square Garden or it's in the theater district or anything like that. And it's a great package where you get upgraded to a one-bedroom suite, which is perfect. You also get breakfast for two, and there's a bottle of wine with that package. And it's been very successful. We just recently launched it, and it's been very successful. Again, we've also offer turndown service and, as I mentioned, breakfast at our Niles restaurant and a late checkout. So if you are going to one of those events, it's a perfect package.
And Comfort Month we've talked about. But right. Now this is an interesting one. Work hard, play harder, business package.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's catering to the business traveler.
Right.
And if you'd like, I can explain it a little bit
more. Yeah, go ahead. That's what we're here for.
Okay. Well, this package actually includes your high-speed internet access, which when you think about internet and hotels, it can be a costly fee, but this package includes it. It also includes your local and 800 calls and any incoming and outgoing faxes. You get two cocktails or a bottle of wine and late checkout. So it's kind of giving you the opportunity to work, but also to have a little fun while you're in the city.
Okay, and I'm just going down a list of them here. We touched on the family package, I believe, the Jet Set Kids.
Right.
And the Pride package.
Right, and the Pride package we launched recently as well. And, again, it's a really nice package. You get breakfast in the morning for two people, cocktails, and, of course, again, it's just a perfect package for those coming in for to celebrate.
Now, for the ladies out there, we have the shopping package. Well, it's not just ladies. Men like to shop as well. I know men that are just as addicted to shopping as women are. But let's chat about that. We have some time, so let's chat about the shopping package.
Sure, no problem at all. Well, obviously, the shopping package, being that we're located in New York City, there's obviously a lot of shopping that people can do in Manhattan. Our package, again, the shopping package is all about getting, you know, discounts in some of the retailers in the area. And, again, the hotel itself, I think we were talking about part of it is with Bloomingdale's and Macy's. And it's great because we're within walking distance of one of those stores.
Well, Macy's, then, of course, is always fun to shop at and to just to go and look at the things they have. I've always loved Macy's.
It's a city within a city.
It sure is. Now, there's something that really threw me for a loop as I got into this website, and it's a page that is called My Affinia, and the first thing I came across was a buckwheat pillow. We're going to have to go through some of these articles. You're going to have to explain
sure.
them. Because, I mean, there's even a rubber ducky down here. So since we have some time, let's just go through some of these items that you make available.
Sure. Well, My Affinia is our way of customizing a guest, well, actually having the guest customize their stay and having everything in their room or suite upon their arrival. And some of the things that we offer on My Affinia, you were talking about, is our dream pillow menu. And we actually have six pillows to choose from. You mentioned buckwheat. We also have a Swedish memory. We have a lullaby pillow, and this is one of our newer pillows. It's a sound pillow where you can actually plug in your iPod or your MP3 player and listen to your music through the speakers in the pillow. We have a magnetic pillow, and then standard on all of our beds are our down pillow. And then for those that are allergic to down, we have hypoallergenic as well.
Yeah, that's great. And you know,
magnetic.
It's hard to find good pillows.
Absolutely, when you travel. And here you don't have to carry your own pillow when you
travel.
Well,
you know, I've thought of that so many times because I finally found a pillow. I hesitate to tell you where I found it, but I found this wonderful pillow, and I did some negotiations. But the problem is that, as you say, we got enough stuff we're trying to stuff in our bags, especially if they're carry-ons, and you look a little silly carrying a pillow under your arm, I guess, at this stage of life. You know, college kids can get away with it.
Right.
Now, the other items that we see, there's one here called the Swedish memory pillow. Tell me about that. That sounds...
Sure. It was designed by NASA, and it's wonderful. Once you actually put your head and you on this pillow, it molds around your head, and then when you get up, it pops back into shape, and it's wonderful. It keeps you cool in the summer and warm in the winter, so it really adjusts to your body temperature. It's that's my favorite one out of all of our dream pillows.
It's mind-boggling. Maybe instead of having a wine tasting, you could have a pillow. What could we call it?
We could have a pillow test, a pillow fight. I don't know. We could call it something. We could do that in our lobby.
Yeah, there you go. You come in, check out these pillows. You have a big sign in the front say, "Hey, check out our Swedish memory pillow." And I think it's really cool. Now, you can also get a guitar if you wanted it.
You can, absolutely, or a golf putter. You know, we offer practical items on MyAffinity as well as items that are fun. And, you know, we talk about the guitar and a putter. I mean, our suites and rooms are so spacious that you can actually do putts in your room.
Right.
And then, of course, with our marketing partnership with the golf club at Chelsea Piers, you can go and actually hit some golf balls there after practicing your putting in our suites.
All right, now the one that really moves me is the rubber ducky. Tell me about the rubber ducky.
Sure, our rubber ducky. It's great because especially for children coming in, you can actually have a rubber duck sent up to your room or suite when you arrive, and you can use it in your bathtub. It can float in your sink in your bathroom, or you can just play with it, and it's really cute.
I'm getting some funny looks here in the studio.
Uh-oh.
So it's a good thing we're not on.
I'm getting.
Yeah, it looks like we're not. Okay, now BYOB. Tell me about that.
Sure. We actually have three different experience kits, and BYOB is one of them. And that is bring your own bottle. And it's a nice kit that comes with a picnic blanket, a wine cooler, and a book of different various restaurants where you can actually bring your own bottle. And again, it's a very popular one. In New York, there's several parks where you can actually, especially in the nice weather, listen to music outside or see dancing outside. Where, you know, the Affinity of Manhattan is very close to Bryant Park. It's not far from Battery Park, and Central Park is just a subway ride away.
And then you have a fitness kit.
We do, and those are for those guests that don't want to go down to the health club but really want to continue to stretch and do yoga moves or Pilates moves. They come with a DVD player, and you can do that all in the comfort of your room, which is really nice. And so many of those, you know, movements with Pilates and yoga you can do in your suite. You don't need to go to the health club.
Of course, you make blow dryers available, which is not uncommon in hotels, but certainly it's nice to know that they're there, because not every hotel does offer it, so one could request that when they're there. And a diffuser. I don't know about diffusers, but it has to do with curly hair.
It has to do with curly hair, absolutely.
I'm straight hair, so I don't
know. Very popular, let me tell you, especially in the summer months in New York when it's very warm and humid.
Right. Well, good. And then a contact lens solution. I'm having fun here going through all these items. Contact lens solution. How many times have people run out of that, I'm sure?
Or you can't really travel if you're just coming overnight and you don't want to bring it on the plane with you because of the restrictions.
Right.
We have it available for you here at the hotel. So it's really, it's all about convenience. And, you know, I think we provide that to our guests.
And then you have an eye mask.
Absolutely. And an eye mask is very, you know, especially after a long day of walking around New York or having fun in the city or any one of our packages, they can use the eye mask to kind of relax in the evening.
And then there is nail polish remover if you happen just to have a problem.
Absolutely. There's cupcakes. We have a tech butler.
I see the cupcakes. And tell me, celebrate a birthday. Never mind a birthday. I'd love a cupcake just before I go to bed. The heck with the chocolates.
Well, all you have to do is just click on your MyAffinity profile, put the cupcake in there, and they'll be in your suite when you arrive.
Now, and you have a universal laptop charger. You know, that's an interesting item because I've often worried that should I put my laptop charger in my bag or put it in my carry-on, and because it adds a lot of work, a lot of weight. So it's nice to know that there's one and that there's universal. Quite honestly, I wasn't even aware that they had a universal laptop charger. So I'm going to tell my daughter about that because she just lost one. Actually, she didn't lose it. The dog ate the cord. We're getting back to being pet friendly.
Well, I can tell you it's very convenient as a business traveler myself to be able to have a tech butler and a universal cord when you travel. It really is perfect.
Are there restaurant facilities? Is there meeting space? You know, the usual hotel amenities, or is this operated more as guest suites than a proper hotel?
No, we are actually a full-service hotel, and we have a restaurant called Niles New York City that provides our room service, as well from 7 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. And the restaurant is also on site at the property, and it's open, of course, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And for late evening, you know, we have a lounge in our restaurant as well, and it's absolutely spectacular. You know, we are a full-service hotel, so although we're a suite property, we offer the same amenities and services as other hotels: daily maid service, valet service for your laundry Monday through Saturday. It's just a fitness center 24/7 that's open, valet parking for your car. It, you know, again, it's truly a great value in New York City, the Affini of Manhattan.
What about internet?
We offer wireless internet in all of our guest rooms and suites. We also provide it in our public areas as well. There is a fee for internet, wireless internet. It's $14.95 fee per 24-hour period, plus taxes. But anyone who's staying longer than a few days, we do offer weekly rates and monthly rates as well, so they are available.
Right, and if someone doesn't happen to have their laptop with them, is there an executive?
Absolutely. Roy, we have a business center just off the front desk, and that's open 24/7. And the nice thing about our location of our business center, it's in the main lobby, so you're never alone, whereas in traveling myself, other business centers tend to be on, you know, floors, not where people are around all the time.
Right. Now, what about a cup of coffee or a cup of tea in the room in the morning? Oh, you have a kitchen, didn't you say?
We have full kitchens. We have coffee makers in each one of our suites, and we provide coffee upon request, and it's complimentary.
Okay. I'm a tea drinker, so I always carry my own tea bags.
You do. Well, we actually have tea kettles available for anyone who drink tea.
Okay. Now, there was one thing I threw out there, and you didn't comment on it, and that's meeting space.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let me just tell you, we've got actually over 9,000 square feet of meeting space, 9 meeting rooms. Our grand ballroom is our largest room with just over 3,100 square feet, and it's beautiful. It's off the main lobby. It's got floor-to-ceiling windows that overlook 7th Avenue, and it really is a very magical room, especially in the evening as the lights of the city go on. And again, the hotel was built in 1929, so it has a lot of that charm of being an older building. And the ballroom is just recently renovated. It's got beautiful crystal chandeliers. It's really a spectacular room.
What was it called before? Do you remember?
Sure. Well, this hotel was actually built. It was called the Governor Clinton Hotel.
And I know it well. Yeah. Rooms. Governor Clinton.
Yeah. And when we took it over, we went from 1,200 rooms to 526 suites. So, again, you can only imagine how small those rooms were at one time. And now they're much more spacious. It has a lot of history and character. And, you know, nowadays you can go in cookie-cutter buildings where it's just the same size room throughout the building, or you can go into these beautiful hotels that were built in the 20s, and they've just got character.
Yeah, exactly. And the locations are great, but, you know, the hotels got old, and it's kind of, it's great that somebody's organizations are going in and the word recycling probably is not the right word, but at least renovating them and bringing them back with all the character and location, which is what it's all about. Now, Andrea, would you please give us a telephone number for reservations and your website, if you will?
Sure. The 800 number for reservations is 1-866-AFINIA or 1-866-233-4642, and our website is www.affinia.com.
Well, it's been nice chatting with you. My guest has been Andrea Lopiccolo, and she's the Director of Sales for the Affini of Manhattan. Andrea, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for joining Talking Travel today.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you are balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-3147. That's 800-410-3147. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost or obligation, so call now, 800-410-3147. Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll-free.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300. Call 800-338-4300.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free.
Call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. This is a limited-time offer. Call 1-800-210-0311 now.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night Discovery Vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-465-1712. 1-800-465-1712. Toll free. 1-800-465-1712.
This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280 in sunny Sarasota and TTRN.com. My guest today is Susan Greer, and Susan is the Associate Vice President of Publicity for the Orlando and Orange County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Now, we often forget Orange County is there. I mean, when I go with the people talk of the Orlando CVB, and we forget to drop in Orange County, and I'm sure they're making their contributions. We can't forget them.
Well, you know, they're just so many attractions throughout the whole Central Florida area. It really has become a region of entertainment.
And there's lots happening. And, you know, as we know, fall is probably one of the best times to visit Orlando. And you've got a lot of things, a lot of exciting things coming up. So tell us what's happening.
Well, as you mentioned, it is a great time in Orlando during the fall months, because the temperatures are a little cooler. We have lighter crowds. The summer crowds have all gone away, gone back to school. We have a great fall events lineup, you know, some new attractions and festivals. And the best part is you get the best deals of the year in the fall. So great activities, and you get to save some money, too.
And there's lots of new attractions, I understand.
There are. SeaWorld opened Manta earlier this year. It's a new roller coaster that is shaped like a stingray, and you actually lie down as you're riding the coaster, and you go through water and sky. It's really an amazing ride. Universal just opened Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket, which is also a new kind of coaster experience where you actually get to pick the soundtrack that you listen to while you're riding the ride. And then you can take home a music video of your coaster experience. Disney opened American Idol earlier this year, and that is, you know, based on the TV version where you can audition for a panel of judges, and if you're selected, you get to perform before an audience. And one winner every day gets to audition for the real show.
That's kind of exciting.
Yeah. And we actually have a pair of people right now, Kyle and Stacy, who are doing everything there is to do in Orlando. We determined it would take 67 days to do it all. So they are spending 67 days with us. And yesterday, as a matter of fact, Kyle and Stacy were at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And Kyle auditioned for American Idol, and he ended up winning. So he is going to be on his way to audition for the show.
How exciting. And you know, when you go back years ago, how many stars over the years have come out of the Orlando area that, you know, that work the Disney shows? Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears. So it has a great history in terms of making a contribution towards entertainers. Now, maybe they didn't originate from Orlando, but they certainly got their start there. Now, there's some great things happening, as I can see. First of all, accommodations and dining and these offers are so much better than they've been for years. I haven't seen hotel rates and offers. For example, you have the get one free on accommodation package I see here.
We do. We have a whole program called Free for Fall Deals, and it's about 100 different offers. Everything from stay two nights, get the third night free, to play two rounds of golf, get a third round free. So a lot of different options for people to take advantage of, and at a variety of different hotel properties. So, for example, we have the new Waldorf Astoria opening on October 1st, and they are offering stay two nights, get the third night free, plus a free room upgrade, plus buy one round of golf, get a round free, plus kids eat free, and kids stay free.
My Lord.
It's really the best time to travel.
Now, this runs up till just before Christmas starts. December 15th is, I believe. Didn't you
Correct.
Say August 15th through December
15th?
So this isn't, I mean, everybody doesn't have to run out tomorrow and you know, it's good for a week. You know, this is good through December 15th, and that's really terrific. And also I see that there's the girlfriend getaways, the foodies, and seniors or grandparents traveling with younger children. I mean, you almost need a scorecard to keep track of some of this stuff.
Well, that's because there's so much going on in the fall. There are events for foodies. There are, you know, great girlfriends getaway events with some of the fashion shows and things that our shopping centers do. You know, of course, Halloween. No destination does Halloween bigger than Orlando. And it's even a great time just, you know, for a couple's getaway. You don't typically think of Orlando as a romance destination, but there really are some wonderful romantic hotels and activities and even festivals like the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. Something for everyone.
Have you had a hard hat tour of the new Waldorf Astoria?
I have not, but I'm getting one soon, and I hear wonderful things about it.
Yeah, I'd love to come out and see it. First of all, the name has a great, it's a great brand name, obviously, say October 1st they're going to open, so they should start doing some things pretty soon. So put me on your list, will you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll go together.
Yeah.
And the neat thing about it is it's the first Waldorf Astoria to be built outside of New York City. And
right.
They're bringing, you know, all of the great restaurants experiences here, too. So, like, the Bull and the Bear, they'll have a wonderful golfing area, spa area, a lazy river. So it's going to be an incredible resort.
Yeah, years ago, they used to have a great raw bar as well, right on the corner, on one corner of the Waldorf. Great name, great history. Presidents and celebrities have stayed at the Waldorf Astoria for years and years and years. So.
And now you and me.
And now you and me, yeah.
To the list.
Sounds good to me. Now, let's just talk about some of these accommodations, because it's important to people, especially today when maybe they just don't have as many bucks in their pocket as they did before. Now, the Lake Buena Vista Resort, for example, they're showing stay two nights and get a third night free, plus a $25 shopping certificate, plus a free bottle of wine. How about that?
Right. So there you go. That's a great, romance couples getaway option. The Lake Buena Vista Resort is located near downtown Disney. So you've got all of the wonderful restaurants there, Cirque du Soleil. It makes for a nice weekend getaway, and you don't have the guilt because you're saving so much money and getting such a great deal.
Exactly. And then the Marriott Grand Vista Resort, they've got a buy two nights, get a night free, or buy three nights and get two free.
But, I mean, after a while, you could probably stay in Orlando for a couple of weeks and get so much
just if they keep giving free, exactly. You might never leave.
Right. If you're smart about it, you could really get a lot free.
Exactly. You have to be a little clever trying to figure it all out. Now, I'm looking at the Renaissance Orlando Hotel at SeaWorld. They're doing buy two nights and get the third night free, plus a $75 resort credit, and kids eat free.
So there's
a
family getaway.
Grab a couple of kids off the street and bring them in and get, right. Buy them a dinner.
Enjoy SeaWorld and all the great shows and the new Manta Coaster. Of course, Discovery Cove is right across the street from SeaWorld, and they've got the new Aquatica Water Park, which opened last year, which is just a gorgeous, gorgeous water park experience.
Right. Now, let's just cover this magical dining program. So in addition to saving money on accommodations and these attractions, you can save more money by just getting out there during Orlando's Magical Dining Month?
Correct. It's the entire month of September, and we offer at about more than 75 restaurants, you get three-course price-fixed meals for $20 or $30, and $1 of every meal benefits a local charity. It's the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children.
Right, great place.
It really is. And, I always say that Orlando is like the Rodney Dangerfield of dining destinations. We deserve more respect for what we have.
Yeah, interesting point.
We've grown so much beyond chain restaurants. We have so many wonderful celebrity chef restaurants. In fact, Kat Cora from the Food Network just opened her new restaurant yesterday at Disney.
Right.
Obviously, Emeril Lagasse and Todd English are here, but we have some really wonderful, trendy, independent boutique restaurants as well. And you can find absolutely every type of international cuisine you can think of, from African to Vietnamese and everything in between. We've really become like the United Nations of dining.
And you have in the program, from what I understand, there's more than 70 restaurants that are participating in this, including the Ravenous Pig.
And the Ravenous Pig is one of my favorites. It's like a gastropub concept in Winter Park. Just an incredible bar environment and then a lovely dining room area. Some really creative dishes that come from the chefs there. It's a husband and wife team. And it's close to the shops on Park Avenue, so you can have kind of a wonderful strolling shopping experience and then a great dinner.
And, of course, I don't know, it would be no surprise to me that Orlando is known as the largest Halloween destination in the country. Kind of threw me a little bit there because I don't think of Halloween as being a destination time of the year, but you have some really super events going on during that time.
Absolutely. All of the theme parks have incredible Halloween events, each with their own theme and each with their own appeal. Certainly, Universal Orlando is known for one of the scariest Halloween events in the world, Halloween Horror Nights. Disney, of course, does Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween event, and SeaWorld has their Spooktacular event. And both of those parks allow children to dress up in costume and do some trick-or-treating in the parks. There's special themed parades and shows. And then on top of that, downtown Orlando does ghost tours. And we have a really fun experience called Scott's Mazes, and it's a haunted cornfield maze. So just a variety of really different, fun Halloween experiences.
And some scary and some not so scary.
Right.
I mean, Mickey's not so scary.
Mickey's not so scary. SeaWorld is not so scary. Universal is definitely scary. In fact, they advise that it's really not for children under 12.
Or those with pacemakers.
or people like me who are just big scaredy cats. But
yeah, I'm a scaredy cat. But I love SeaWorld's Halloween Spooktacular.
Spooktacular.
Yeah, great name, great name. And then, of course, I think you mentioned that the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival is September 25th through November 8th.
Right.
And we all know what one does there. You kind of sip and taste. You mentioned that some of the new attractions. You mentioned the Hollywood Rip, and then there's the Rocket.
Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket at Universal Studios Florida.
Okay, it's Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket.
Right.
Well, that's like Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers there.
It is. Say that three times fast.
Good Lord, I'm glad you got it right. Just tell me about that ride again now, because it has LED screens and videos. I mean, this is really quite a complex ride, isn't it?
It does. It's the ride for the iPod generation. So
right.
You actually get to pick from more than 30 soundtracks.
Right.
So you can listen to a song. You've got a special sound system in your seat that you can listen to the song, sing along, although I think most people scream along.
Yeah, that would be more like
me. It's a pretty exciting coaster. And then when the ride is over, you get a music video. So they're actually filming you while you're riding. You've got shots of you on the coaster, shots of the coaster going through the track, and it's all set to the music soundtrack that you picked.
Okay, but it includes the person on the ride, or
it does. Yep. You see shots of yourself.
All you
the
get
ride.
Is screams from me, or I would think.
They might not be
music.
The prettiest shots,
right? Exactly. Now, what I also found interesting, the only time I've ever been to, we're talking about the SeaWorld has opened Manta. The only time I've ever seen a Manta experience. Was in the Cayman Islands, where you can actually get in the water and you swim with the mantas. Tell us how this is different.
Well, if you've seen a manta swim, you see how they've got the wide wingspan,
right.
And they really just kind of float across the water, and
right.
That is the same experience that this coaster simulates. So you actually are in a prone position. You're lying down, looking at the bottom of the ocean, just as if you were an actual manta. And that is how you experience the entire ride. You actually do go through some water experiences at some point. Don't worry, you aren't underwater. I've had people ask me, can you breathe? but just, some water geysers. But it's really just to kind of simulate that whole experience of smooth flight. So it's an incredible ride.
And they have a floor-to-ceiling window where you can view more than 300 rays, including shark rays. I don't know what a shark ray is.
They do. So if you're not inclined to ride, but you still want to, be around, be immersed
right.
in the manta experience, they've got this beautiful display of the rays. And several different types of rays, the shark rays, the spotted eagle rays, leopard rays. So it's just a nice, add-on experience to the ride itself.
But you don't physically get in the water with the rays?
No, not at this particular attraction, but they do offer that experience at Discovery Cove.
Oh, they do? Okay.
They do. So you can actually get in the water with the rays. You can feed the rays. If you're brave enough, I'm not, but there's a theme here, not brave enough.
All right. Now, they're also, as I understand, they have a new addition, I guess, to the Hall of Presidents, as we would imagine.
Yes, at Walt Disney World, with our new President Obama, they have added him to their audio animatronics version of Presidents at the Hall of Presidents, and they had quite a ceremony to unveil that new experience. But that attraction has actually been at Walt Disney World since 1971. It remains.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that. In fact, 1971. I was just kind of born then. I think. I wish, right?
We won't tell.
Now I've got your website up, and what I'm looking at here is free for full offers are there, and then I'm just going to click on this deal of the week. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to get here. What am I going to get on Deal of the Week? Or am I putting you on the spot?
Every 2 weeks, we take one of our free for fall deals, and it becomes a feature deal, and it's like a hyper deal. So in addition to the, you know, stay two nights, get the third night free offer, there is an additional, at least a minimum of $50 in savings on top of the existing offer.
Yeah, this one is the Deal of the Week. Save over $250. Stay two nights, get the third night free, which is part of what we covered earlier. And they're going to give us, it's the Lake Buena Vista Resort Village and Spa, and they're giving a $75 spa credit, which is pretty cool.
I mean, that's incredible.
I could use that.
Entire service for $75, so that's a really great deal.
I could probably get my back straightened out. Now, free Disney quick service dining plan. When you purchase a 5-night, 5-day room and ticket package at select Disney value, $149 per. Well, I guess that has to do with part of what we discussed earlier, I should think. Now,
right.
the big new theme is smile. Am I right about that?
It is. Our big campaign is Orlando Makes Me Smile, and I think I mentioned earlier we did a worldwide search for one pair of people to be our smile ambassadors, and
right.
they are doing every single attraction there
right.
is to
That's
do.
That's Kyle and Stacy.
That's Kyle and Stacy. So everything from golfing to spa to shopping, fishing, theater going, the attractions, dining, and they are blogging and Facebooking and tweeting about it every day. And the idea is to show all that Orlando now offers. Of course, everybody knows us for our incredible theme parks, but we talked about the dining scene, how that's grown, our shopping scene. We're now the fourth most popular shopping destination in the country behind New York, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. Our theater scene, a lot of people are surprised to know that we employ more creative talent than any other city, and that includes New York and L.A., so there are just a lot of different aspects of Orlando that people might not be as familiar with, and that's what Kyle and Stacey
And
are
smile
have.
Is what it's
and
all about.
Smile along the way, right?
I mean, you've got to smile. If you don't smile, you're going to get wrinkles anyway.
Right, so may as well be smile-lined.
You might as well enjoy them. I think it's a great theme, and life is about smiling. And, boy, I don't know. There isn't anything except maybe some of those scary rides that wouldn't make me smile. However, if I was watching you on one of those scary
exactly.
rides, I'd be smiling. Exactly.
Exactly.
For those that are listening at home, I'd like you to go to the Orlando website. Just give that to us, if you will.
Sure. It's visitorlando.com.
Visitorlando.com. And what you will see, including a bunch of other things, The site is very clever and is very user-friendly, if I may say, and you can click on Fun for the Whole Family, Just for Two, Wine and Dine, Girlfriend Getaways, Active Adults, and then there's Win a Trip. Kids, parents, and grandparents alike can win a free smile-filled Orlando vacation. How does that work?
Ask you to go to the site and register your information, and we're giving away a grandparents trip to bring the family down to Orlando.
Yeah, there it is. Grandparents alike can win a free smile. September is Grandparents Month. How about that? I mean, you know, we've got to recognize our grandparents these days. Susan, it's been very informative, and I look forward to coming out and visiting you and have a look at the new Waldorf Astoria. I thank you very much for all this informative information. My guest has been Susan Greer, Associate Vice President of Publicity for the Orlando and Orange County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks, Susan.
Oh, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is MoneyJingle.com calling all small businesses. Did you know that businesses that advertise aggressively throughout a recession will grow on average 3 times faster than those that don't? But how can you afford it? The answer, MoneyJingle.com, Sarasota's leading business directory. We'll drive more customers to your business than you can imagine for less than $1.50 per day. MoneyJingle.com. Call 544-0036. That's 544-0036.
And for all you savvy travelers out there listening, you may want to tune in on Sundays for WTMY's all-new Sunday Travel Radio. From 5 to 6, yours truly, Roy Lowy, will host Talking Travel, from travel journalists reporting from around the world, what's hot, what's not, single travel, single parents with kids, the best online travel sites. Our consumer advocates will even be on the job to resolve issues that you may have, and we'll cover it right here on WTMY. So if you want the latest travel info, we'll be here on Sundays and hope you will join us right here on WTMY 1280. You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy, and I'm your travel guy.